The tradition of listening to this show is something that will never end. It will always endure. You better remember that. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by in a few moments. Our guest this hour is singer Skrizzly Adams. He is quite a confident gent from New Jersey. He's got his new song out. We will give you a taste of that song. And we'll talk about the burgeoning career of Skrizzly Adams. He was on tour. Last few months, he was opening for Elle King. Talk about someone who came out of nowhere and is now a huge star. X's and O's, Elle King. Well, Skrizzly was on tour with her. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about his new song, and we will talk about all things Skrizzly Adams. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the story of a man who snuck into a house. Why? Because he needed to charge his phone. And then Christina and I went out for lunch after a big meeting. I decided to eat. I started to eat. I was made fun of by Christina, and we will tell you why. We start things off this hour with the idea of traditions starting to fade away. And I started to realize this, well, we all realize this, let's be honest. When you get to a certain point in your life and you have enough years and enough experience in the rearview mirror, you can see that traditions and mores change, and they're changing all the time. One of the things that we did the day before Easter, there is a church service where you can go and have your food blessed. Well, back in the day, this was a pretty big thing. When we went there the day before Easter, there were about 50 people in a pretty big church. And even the priest commented that not many people here this year. It, I think, speaks to a larger story. Let's talk about religion to begin with. As a society, are we as religious as we used to be? Or is it, are we as into organized religion as we used to be? People have decided to kind of worship and in their own way. They're free to do that. You have very unconventional ways of practicing a religion now. You can turn on television and you can find a wide variety of these arena preachers that literally have congregations in old basketball arenas. It's a very untraditional church, but they have a very large following. But let's just move now away from religion. And just in terms of some of the ways we behave and have behaved, take a look at footage of old baseball games. And it's a bit of a jarring thing to see that men would go to the World Series in suits and top hats. Back when men wore hats, even as late as the late 1950s into the 60s. Even I watch footage from the 1969 World Series when the New York Mets beat the Baltimore Orioles. And even then, in a very different time when the world was changing very rapidly, you had men 40 and up wearing suits at the World Series because it is the World Series and you're supposed to wear a suit. Can you imagine wearing a suit to a baseball game now? Can you imagine wearing a suit to the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals? Of course not. Certain traditions, certain mores change and change dramatically. And you can think back to stories that your grandparents would tell you about all different kinds of things. Oh, when I was a kid, we didn't do that. Oh, when I was a kid. And then you heard your parents say that. Oh, when I was a kid, we didn't do that. And if you're of a certain age now, like me, where, again, you have enough years and experience in the rearview mirror and you remember the way things were in the 1970s, in the 1980s, you now look at your kids and you say, oh, we didn't, back when I was young, we didn't do it that way. And our kids will say that same thing when their voices get a little thicker and their hair gets a little grayer. And when they have the experience in their rearview mirror, things are always changing, folks. Some of it good, some of it bad. Skrizzly Adams is next. He's pretty good. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that to produce just 2 pounds of boneless beef, it takes 12 pounds of grain, 72 pounds of coarse grains and pasture, and 40 gallons of drinking water, and that's just to end up with 2 pounds of beef. Here's how to look at this, because the numbers are really mind-boggling. For what cattle requires, you actually save more water by not eating a single pound of beef than you do by not showering for an entire year. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.